In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor highlights a community effort to install a rain garden in Champaign.
Last Saturday morning, the home of Anna Barnes and David Ricks on West Washington Street in Champaign was a scene of intense activity. A group of friends, neighbors, and other volunteers, 27 people in all, gathered to transform the parkway in front of the house from a nondescript, mostly bare strip of land into a beautiful, functional rain garden. Working from a design by U of I Professor of Landscape Architecture, Gail Fulton, participants first removed some of the soil from the site, a job made easier by the fact that it was begun with a small excavator earlier in the week. With that finished, we loosened the soil that remained with a tiller, and then used shovels and rakes to create a neatly contoured basin about 50 feet long and 10 feet wide, with its lowest point midway between the sidewalk and the street. Then we put in plants, lots of them, some 200 in all. The plants used in the project were selected by Fulton for their ability to thrive in a garden that, by design, fills with water during big storms, but which remains as dry as the rest of the landscape at other times. They include a mix of grasses, sedges, and more showy flowering plants, such as cardinal flower and Siberian iris. Fulton's involvement with this project stems from a course he developed with U of I Professor Tony Endress this past spring, which focused on sustainable approaches to stormwater management in Champaign's John Street watershed. That course provided the foundation for an ongoing collaboration among students, faculty, U of I facilities and services, City of Champaign staff, and city residents who live in areas that flood regularly. The sustainable approaches put forward by the class include the development of green infrastructure, including rain gardens, to complement conventional ways of handling rainwater. According to Eliana Brown, an environmental engineer who coordinates the U of I's stormwater compliance efforts and was part of Fulton's class, the rain garden that went in last week should detain more than 1,200 gallons of water during a storm, or the equivalent of 23 rain barrels. That would be all of the water from the roof that drains there during even a big rain event, one of the sort that floods local viaducts. Brown acknowledges that rain gardens won't eliminate the need for big pipes and large-scale detention basins, but she emphasizes that they reduce the burden on those parts of the system, and they provide the added benefit of filtering pollutants from the water that passes through them. Funding for the rain garden at the Barnes Ricks home was provided by the Illinois American Water Corporation in the form of a grant that was secured by Prairie Rivers Network this past spring. That grant has also been used to establish two other rain gardens, one in the John Street watershed, which was created earlier this summer, and another in the Washington Street watershed, which will be installed this Saturday, September 25th. Does the idea of a rain garden intrigue you? You could help out with the installation on Saturday to get a sense of what's involved. At the same time, you will be helping to create a thing of lasting beauty and real utility. For more information, or to volunteer, contact Stacy James at Prairie Rivers Network.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of the Provost.